Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that today India is emerging as a global hub for film production, digital content, gaming, fashion, music and live concerts. He said this after inaugurating the World Audio Visual and Entertainment Summit, or WAVES 2025, at the Jio World Convention Centre in Mumbai. He noted that the global animation market has vast potential, currently valued at over $430 billion and projected to double in the next decade.
Aaj Bharat film production, digital content, gaming, fashion aur music ka global hub ban raha hai. Live concerts se judi industry ke liye anek sambhavnaye hamare samne hain. Aaj global animation market ka size 430 billion dollars se zyada ka hai.
The Prime Minister said that WAVES is attracting global attention as artists, innovators, investors and policymakers from over 100 countries have gathered under one roof. He lauded the WAVES Bazaar initiative, saying that it will encourage innovators and creators. He said that Indian films are now reaching every corner of the world and today Indian films are released in more than 100 countries.
100 से अधिक देशों के आर्टिस्ट, इनोवेटर्स, इन्वेस्टर्स और पॉलिसी मेकर्स एक साथ एक ही छत के नीचे एकत्र आए हैं. वेव्स ये सिर्फ एक्रोनिम नहीं है, ये वाकई एक वेव है. कल्चर की, क्रिएटिविटी की, यूनिवर्सल कनेक्ट की.
Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said the WAVES Summit will create new economic opportunities. Addressing the inaugural session of the first WAVES Summit, Mr. Vaishnav said it will provide a global platform to creators and provide them with exposure to new technology. He said it will connect the creators to buyers and investors around the world. We have a report from our correspondent.
The grand inauguration ceremony of WAVES 2025 was a star-studded affair with renowned personalities from the silver screen gathered at Mumbai's Jio World Convention Centre. Speaking to Akashvani News, veteran actor Jackie Shroff said that WAVES is going to bring great opportunities for Indian artists.
This is a very big step for Hindustan, for our film industry, for our painters, for our musicians, for all the artists. This WAVES they presented, I think our songs, international songs,
well-known lyricist Prasoon Joshi highlighted the significance of WAVES and said that this is going to establish India as a creator for the global audience.
भारत को जब भी विश्व देखता है तो ज्यादातर एक बाजार की तरह देखता है. भारत में बहुत सारे लोग हैं, बहुत यहाँ के पॉपुलेशन है और मैं अपने प्रोडक्ट्स को भारत में ले जा सकता हूँ. लेकिन ये समय आ गया है कि अब भारत को क्रिएटर की तरह भी विश्व देखे, कि सिर्फ बाजार नहीं रचनाकार भी है.
WAVES 2025 is also witnessing participation from international delegates seeking collaboration with India's thriving media and entertainment industry. Among them is the managing director of Times, Itawani Tobeka Mayantela. She lauded WAVES as a great platform for global collaboration.
We are very diverse in our culture and would love a collaboration. We would love to see Indian filmmakers coming to Eswatini, seeing what we have to offer and hopefully a collaboration from that.
In the next 3 days, WAVES is set to bring together who's who of the media and the entertainment sector, paving the way to establish India as a global leader in the entertainment industry. Prarthana from Mumbai.
Goods and services tax GST collections have surged by 12.6% to an all-time high of 2.37 lakh crore rupees in April in comparison to the same month last year. According to data, CGST collection for the month stood at 48,634 crore rupees and SGST at 59,372 crore rupees. Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Mansukh Mandaviya today felicitated and presented the Major Dhyan Chand Khel Ratna Award 2023 to badminton champions Chirag Shetty and Satvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy in New Delhi. In a social media post, Dr. Mandaviya said that this award is a testament to both players' dedication and exceptional performances on the court. And that is the end of this news bulletin.